Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. Amen. Good morning, Grace.
Good morning.
It has been a long week. We are all tired, I think, but are we awake? Are our lamps full? Are our lights shining bright? Are we prepared? This parable in our gospel today of the wise and the foolish bridesmaids is really a warning. A warning meant for our learning and discernment. This parable was told to a people deeply divided. Divided by those that had faith and those that had given up, between those that were awake and those that had dozed off, people divided between those that were prepared and those that were not. This parable was told then to a people deeply divided. From the origins of our scripture, the Holy Word seems to speak to a ceasing of such division and a call to becoming united in faith. Faith, the act of believing in what cannot yet be seen. This holy scripture today that we hear was written around 80 or 90 AD, years after Jesus had been crucified. It is written to a primarily Jewish audience, to the people of Israel, after the destruction of the second Jewish temple by the Roman Empire. It was received then by a people, by a nation who were suffering, who were still seeking release from oppression. So this writer of the Gospel of Matthew is addressing people living in fear, fear of empire and the violence they support, to a people divided between those that had faith in the peace that Jesus and the followers of Jesus proclaimed and those that feared. It had been a generation and a half since this Jesus lived, and yet their temple had been destroyed and peace was not yet theirs. And so they looked around and said, "Where is this Jesus now? Where is our hope?" Some had lost their faith that this man, Jesus, was truly the Messiah they had waited on, because they could not see the peace and liberation in their lifetime. They had become a people divided by a lack of faith. For some, the light of faith had grown dim and their hope was running low, and so they dozed off unprepared. Are we awake? Are our lamps full? Are we prepared? As a young social worker around the age of 25, I was on call 24/7 for 17 counties in East Tennessee as the first responder to victims of violent crime in the emergency rooms. When a victim was brought to the ER, the police detectives, the ER doctors, and me as the counselor and legal advocate were called, often in the middle of the night, often out of deep sleep, to begin a long process of medical treatment and criminal investigation and healing. Waking from a deep sleep and being called into such a difficult, sad, and often hopeless situation was rather jolting. But after years of doing this, I learned what I needed to be prepared. I would get a cup of coffee, essential. I would get in my little VW bug with my briefcase of paperwork, and I would drive often an hour or more to the hospital. During the drive, I would begin to wake up. And before entering the ER room where the victim waited, I had a simple prayer I would pray. because I never really knew what I might encounter there on the other side of the emergency room door. Victims of crime respond in lots of different ways to violence. The aftermath of violence can appear radically different for different people. So before entering the room, I would stop at the door, I would breathe deeply, and I would pray, God, allow me to have all that I need in this moment, and to be open to whatever waits for me on the other side of this door. God, allow me to see clearly, to be fully present to the work you have called me to do and to the needs before me. It was a short prayer, but it gave me time to acknowledge the reality that I had been moved from sleep to action in one seemingly short moment, and to prepare myself to be present, to be fully awake. On one occasion that I now understand as the moment I was called into the priesthood, I prayed this prayer and then I entered the room. The victim had been so badly wounded that the doctors were quickly trying to stabilize her. The only place I could access was the head of the hospital bed where she laid, and so I sat down. I looked her in the eyes, and I said, "You are not alone. I am here with you, and I will stay with you." In that moment, I realized the most important thing I had to offer her was faith. Faith in a God who also knew suffering through the oppression of the Jewish people, through the crucifixion of Jesus. Faith that this God who knew suffering and resurrection was with her now in her moment of need. But because I was a social worker and not yet a priest, I could not in that moment pray with her. I could not tell her about a suffering God on a cross or about the hope of resurrection. I could not offer her my faith, but I could sit with her and be present. I could faithfully work to see clearly what she needed and help her find it. I could, in that moment, simply shine a light of peace into a dimly lit reality. When that moment ended, I left knowing I could never be with suffering like that again without the ability to pray. That my greatest offering in the face of crisis was not legal advocacy, but was in fact faith. Faith in peace and in resurrection. In that moment, a light came on for me, and I could see clearly. My work, not just in that room, but in the world. I went to my priest the next day and began my walk toward the priesthood. In that moment, I realized what I needed to fill my lamp and shine my light in the world. In that moment, I had clarity about what she needed, but indeed what I needed to be prepared for whatever I found on the other side of the door. Faith. The act of believing in what yet cannot be seen. This text, for the people who first heard it and for us today, comes as a warning to prepare, to be prepared, to know what we need to fill our lamps and light the way for those around us, a call to unite, to cease the divisions that keep us unprepared as a people. Stay awake, therefore, because we do not know the day or the hour. We as a people are about to enter into Advent, the time when we prepare to meet again the incarnational God in Jesus Christ. Friends, we do not know what lies on the other side of the door. And yet we say we are a people, even now, 2,000 years later, who believe we will see the risen Christ, a people who have faith in the peace of Christ. We are a people of hope and faith, and Advent is a season to prepare to see and receive the Christ before us incarnate in this world. For me, I believe I have seen Christ in this world. For me, as a person of faith, I believe that I saw in the woman I met in the ER that night Christ, the suffering Jesus, and in her also the hope of healing and resurrection. In that moment in the ER, I believe because I had a practice of staying awake and building my faith through prayer, that I was prepared to see clearly the call I received as I met Christ in her. Are we awake? Are we prepared? Prepared to see and receive the incarnate Christ in this world, to see Christ in all persons. Are our lamps full to light the way for others? The foolish bridesmaids represents in this parable a people who do not have what they need to see Jesus around them. Their hope and peace had faded. At least half of them had run out of oil. Some folks at Bible study were perplexed by the response of the wise bridesmaids to the foolish ones. Why, they asked, were the wise not willing to share their oil? As Christians, are we not taught to share what we have with those who are lacking? Yes, of course, we are called to share the things we have in this world, and yet there are things that we simply can't give others. There are things that we need on our spiritual journey that are intangible, so personal that only we can gain them for ourselves. While sharing oil may be easy enough, the writers of this parable were using a metaphor. The oil in the lamps of the bridesmaids was simply a metaphor for something much more crucial to lighting the way. The oil in the lamps represents faith, the act of believing in something not yet seen. The oil was a way of speaking about the faith that some had in Jesus as Messiah and his teachings to bring about peace. And the parable highlights the danger of running low on this faith, the danger of not being able to shine our light in the world during dark times, and the danger of being divided. Faith, to believe in that which cannot yet be seen, can be difficult. To hold on to faith in a broken and dimly lit world is a mighty task. And yet faith is what will light our way on our spiritual journey. And faith and hope cannot be given away. It must be gained through practice and prayer, through being awake to the work of God all around us and to what God is calling us to do with our faith in this world. I am curious, how do we know if our lamps are full? How do we know if we are grounded in faith? I am curious, Grace, are we paying attention? The 10 bridesmaids in our story, the foolish and the wise, obviously had not been paying attention. They were obviously dozing, because if they had been awake and paying attention, they would have noticed. They would have noticed that some of the oil in their tin lamps was running low. So while we cannot give someone all the things they need on their journey, while we can't give away our faith, certainly as Christians, it is our duty to pay attention to the spiritual needs of those around us. The 10 bridesmaids all had the same job, to light the way. Likewise, as a church community, we all have the same job, to light the way. As we collectively build the kingdom of God, as we live united in our baptismal covenant, as we try and create the peace Jesus teaches about. 5 were prepared and 5 were unprepared, a people divided 50-50. When we are divided, When we are not paying attention to the whole, we risk losing the light of the collective. And with only half the light, our ability to do our work is greatly diminished. The work of the 10 bridesmaids would have been much more effective if all 10 lights were shining brightly. Keep awake, therefore, because we do not know the day or the hour. We do not know when we will most need to shine the light of our community. But what we do know is that we will shine most brightly when all of our lamps are full and lit. So while we can't give anyone our faith, we must stay awake to what our community needs most in order to be who God has called us to be. We must cease division, fill all our lamps, and collectively shine brightly. What can we each do right now to be in unity with each other, to fill our lamps? What can we do to fill our neighbor's lamp of faith? How can we stay awake to the whole community and make sure we are collectively prepared to light the way together, leaving no one behind? What division needs to cease in order for us to shine our brightest light from this hill? The warning here is clear. We do not know the day or the hour, but we know that we must be prepared, because our light is needed in this dimly lit world. We know we must fill our lamps and be ready to shine our light. So, Grace, do you have the oil you need to shine your light? What relationships, practices, and prayers are filling you with faith now? What prayers do you pray to prepare you to encounter Jesus in your daily walk? What practices do you have that build your faith every day in the peace that Jesus promises? These are not inconsequential questions. These are questions that are central to our lives as we enter the Advent season and as we prepare for the birth of Jesus and to walk the new life of Jesus, the way of love and peace. And these are not just questions for us as individuals. These are questions for us as a community, because our work will be much more effective if we each have faith. Faith that we will see Jesus, and faith that we each have a part to play in lighting the way of peace. So seek unity now, Grace. Fill your oil lamps and notice your neighbor's lamps as well. And I, as your priest, will be with you and stay with you, all of you, until you have what you need to shine brightly the way of peace from this hill. Keep awake, Grace. Keep awake to your faith and to the faith of those around you. Look what you need to fill up those oil lamps, because truly we do not know the day or the hour, but truly together we must be prepared. Prepared in our faith, united to shine the light of peace. Amen.